Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the High Court in Belfast has quashed a decision by the PPS to drop the case against Soldier F. An alternative care pathway is to be introduced at Letterkenny University Hospital in a bid to address current issues resulting in ambulances becoming backed up at the hospital. The finance minister says no matter what the government do in a bid to counteract the rising cost of living, it will never be good enough for the opposition. And a South Donegal deputy is calling for post offices to be allowed to check and validate applications for new passports. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news though, the High Court in Belfast has quashed a decision by the Public Prosecution Service to drop the case against Soldier F. He's accused of two murders on Bloody Sunday in Derry, 1972, William McKinney and James Ray. Last year, the PPS said it was seeking to drop the case after reviewing evidence. This move was met with a legal challenge by the McKinney family. But today, Lady Chief Justice Siobhan Keegan said the PPS should reconsider the decision and not to continue with the prosecution cross the threshold of irrationality. Alison Morris is crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph.
The court ruled that while the prosecution service was right not to charge other members of the parachute regiment who were there that day, that the decision not to prosecute Soldier F should not have been made by the PPS. Basically, the Lady Chief Justice said that that was a decision that should have been taken by a judge. A judge should have reviewed the available evidence. Each case should be taken on its merits, and it should have been for a judge to decide whether that case proceeded or not for the PPS.
An alternative care pathway is to be introduced at Letterkenny University Hospital this year in a bid to address current issues resulting in ambulances becoming backed up at the hospital. The CEO of the Seilte University Healthcare Group confirmed in response to Chair of the Regional Health Forum West, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, that Pathfinder would be rolled out, which aims to assess vulnerable older people who request an ambulance in their home as opposed to transporting them to the emergency department. Tony Canavan says the high number of COVID patients presenting at Letterkenny University Hospital and patients presenting at the ED is creating an extremely challenging situation for patients and staff. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says there needs to be a coordinated approach across a number of departments to tackle the current pressures on the system in Donegal.
This is just not an issue for the National Ambulance Service or indeed for Letterkenny University Hospital. It's an issue that needs to be looked at in the round and involves all the healthcare services that we have in Donegal. And that includes the community care, our GPs, the hospital, the emergency department, and indeed the National Ambulance Service. What we need to be doing is coordinating all the outlets that we have in that, all the expertise to see that can we stop or lessen the amount of people who are presenting at the emergency department, and then that in turn will free up the ambulance service to be doing the work that they normally do. But it's going to take a number of weeks to look at all of this and to try and coordinate that there. And as I say, it takes on all the different sectors within our health service.
And an alternative care pathway in the form of Pathfinder is to be introduced. Are you hopeful that this will be able to alleviate some of the pressures?
Yes, it will be. And as I say, the National Ambulance Service are doing a number of things in conjunction with community care. And it's about, you know, if patients can be triaged in their own homes and they can be looked at and it's deemed that they're not in need of hospital care, then we can treat them in their own homes, ensure then that there's a community sector then they follow up on that, that the ambulance service can, then there's not a need for that patient to be transferred to hospital and take up a bed.
Meanwhile, a surgeon at Letterkenny University Hospital says it's time to change the way emergency operations are managed. It follows the publication today of a report detailing the findings of the Emergency Surgical Outcome Advancement Project, which looked at ways of achieving better outcomes and ultimately saving lives. The project leader is breast surgeon Michael Sugary. He says the challenge now is to secure funding from government so the recommendations can be implemented.
And what we need to do here is we need to recognise this is a magic template. It has the key cogs that build into a system. So already in other areas, there are key performance indicators. And good. So, for example, stroke has very regimented outcome indicators. Breast cancer surgery, which you know I deal with, has also very similar performance indicators. So emergency general surgery is a long way behind some other conditions. Yes, in elective surgery, there are significant performance indicators. And today we have experts from around the globe coming here just to add weight to the findings of the different clusters. And that's why Professor Vora is here from Nottingham. So it's a very special day. And we would like to continue this work. We would ask, it's not all about money, but we would ask the government, the legislation and the colleges to make a special investment in emergency general surgery to give fair equity to those who come in with abdominal pain. And this is an opportunity. It's a unique report and a unique piece of work.
The Foreign Affairs Minister says it remains to be seen how the EU would respond if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine. NATO is preparing to send equipment to Ukraine to help it defend against any nuclear or chemical attack. The military alliance is also set to boost its forces in Eastern Europe when it holds an emergency summit later. Minister Simon Coveney says the use of chemical weapons would be a red line crossed and that de-escalating the situation is crucial.
Our focus has got to be on diplomatic interventions. Our focus has got to be on increased sanctions to act as a deterrent to the continuation of the war. And our focus has to be on unity so that Russia understands that what they're doing is simply not acceptable to the international community and they're isolated in that regard.
The finance minister says no matter what the government do in a bid to counteract the rising cost of living, it will never be good enough for the opposition. Minister Pascal Donoghue was reacting to a Sinn Féin motion on rising energy costs, which was brought before the Dáil yesterday evening. The party believes that the measures announced by government in recent weeks, while welcome, does nothing to address the spiralling cost of home heating. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty outlined what the motion was intended to achieve.
It is to start by removing excise duty on home heating oil to support families who are struggling to heat their homes. And this alone would reduce the cost of a fill by €100. To move as far as it can on the cost of diesel and petrol with further reductions on excise duty. And to win a special derogation to reduce the level of VAT applied to household energy bills.
But responding, Minister Donoghue says the opposition will always look to change the goalposts.
Regardless of what the government did, it wouldn't be enough. Because it is never enough for an opposition that will always look to change the goalposts in relation to any argument that we are in, because whatever measure the government brings forward will always be condemned by Sinn Féin and other opposition members as not being enough.
Works are due to commence on the long-awaited Letterkenny Cathedral one-way project on Monday. The project will see the introduction of traffic calming measures and a new one-way system via Cathedral Road, Convent Road and Century Hill Road. The works will consist of footpath widening and improvement, resurfacing of the carriageway and new street lighting, as well as improvements to provide pedestrian and cycle crossing facilities. Works are expected to last 20 weeks and traffic management will be in place for the duration. 21,098 cases of COVID-19 have been reported today, with 7,038 PCR confirmed cases and 14,060 people registering positive antigen tests through the HSE portal. 1,395 patients are in hospital, which is an increase of 57 on yesterday. 55 are in ICU, which is down from 61 yesterday. At Letterkenny University Hospital, there are 82 infected patients being treated, one of them in intensive care. There are calls for post offices to be allowed check and validate applications for new passports. South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry has proposed post offices be given some responsibility to help alleviate the huge backlog in passport applications while at the same time support the post office network. He believes it would be a hugely positive move.
The public would quite happily pay a score, I have no doubt, for the purpose so that they wouldn't have to cancel the holiday, miss the loved one's funeral, get for medical attention on the cross-border scheme or whatever else. So I would suggest that Hildegard Nocton, who, in fairness to Postmasters Union, are waiting since before Christmas for them to come back to them, Here is one tangible thing that there wouldn't be a deputy in this House or a senator in the Senate would disagree with. Let the post office do a level one check on all applications, help non-digital people to upload, and then we can, in the words of some of my own intelligence officers over in the passport office, that could take up to 4 days' work off an individual application as they're currently being processed.
The Association of Irish Local Government is holding its annual training conference in Buncrana over the next 2 days, with Local Government and Planning Minister Peter Burke opening the event this evening. The conference at the Inishowen Gateway Hotel will look at a number of issues, including the Town Centre First Initiative, from which a number of towns in Donegal are set to benefit. The president of the AILG is Councillor Nicholas Crossan. He says one of the issues being discussed will be how to promote town centre living.
Minister Peter Burke, TD, is officially opening the conference tonight. He is our go-to man with our association. As you know, we deal with issues pertaining to local government. We're asked for our input onto legislation. And that's what basically the Association of Irish Local Government does. The main bones of the conference is Town Centre First, which is trying to develop our town centres back into and make them vibrant again. I was born on the main street of Buncrana, lower main street of Buncrana. There was 30, 40 people living in the few houses along that street. Now there's one or two. And we have to get a balance between residential and commercial. But unless we get residents back into town, and people are realising now, I suppose we have all the services in the town. We have all the services that you can wish for. Your children can walk to school. You're within walking distance of shopping. The price of fuel now at the present minute.
Gardaí investigating Aisling Murphy's murder have been given more time to prepare the book of evidence that will be handed over to the man accused of killing her. Joseph Puska, with an address at Linalee Grove in Tullamore County Offaly, will have to wait until it's ready before he's formally sent forward for trial. Courts correspondent Frank Rainey reports.
Joseph Puska was charged with Aisling Murphy's murder on January 19th, 1 week after the primary school teacher was killed while out for a run in Tullamore. He has been in custody ever since and made another appearance before Cloverhill District Court earlier today, once again by video link from the adjoining remand prison. Given the nature of the charge, the DPP has already decided that he stand trial before the Central Criminal Court. However, his case won't be sent there until he's given a book of evidence. It was hoped that would be ready for service today, but the court heard Gardaí are still waiting on some reports, so they were given more time. Mr. Puska listened to the brief hearing with the help of an interpreter and only addressed the court to confirm his name. He's due back before the same court on April 6th. Frank Rainey at Cloverhill District Court in Dublin.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with international football. Russia is planning to challenge the Ireland and UK bid for Euro 2028. The FIA today formally confirmed their expression of interest to host the European Championships along with Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales and England. Russian clubs and national sides are currently banned from competing across world football. An executive committee meeting supported a Russian bid to host the Euros in either 2028 or 2032. The Turkish FA has also submitted an expression of interest with UEFA. The Republic of Ireland under-19s begin the elite phase of the European Championship qualifiers this evening. They face Group 3 host England at Walsall's Bescot Stadium, where the kick-off there is at 7:30. And also this evening, the women's under-17s are in Euro qualifying action against Slovakia. And Inishowen's Kerry and Jody Lockery are part of the Irish group, who will play 3 games over the next week. Manchester United have reportedly held positive talks with Ajax boss Erik ten Hag about being the club's next permanent manager. He's one of a number of candidates being considered by the hierarchy at Old Trafford. Ralf Rangnick is in temporary charge of the Red Devils, who are currently sixth in the Premier League. One game tonight in the Donegal Junior League, and it's a big one as well in the top flight of the Premier Division. Bunnygee United are playing Kildrum Tigers. That one's going to kick off at the Dry Arch Park in Bunnygee at 7:30 this evening. As they head into that game, the leaders Bunnygee are 11 points ahead of 7th place Kildrum. Kildrum do, however, have 4 games in hand. This could have a huge bearing on the destination of the Premier Division title. In tennis, there's been widespread shock at Ash Barty's decision to retire. The current world number one says she wants to chase other dreams in her life. Barty won the Australian Open in January and is still only 25. She briefly stepped away from tennis in 2014 and played cricket in the Women's Big Bash League in her native Australia. Former world number four Joe Konta says she's as surprised as everyone else by Barty's decision.
I think whenever you hear an athlete announce their retirement, whether, you know, people might expect it or not, it is always a surprise. But Ash is so young. She is the current number one in the world. She just won the first slam of the year. So it is surprising, but it's obviously the right decision for her.
To golf, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power begin their WGC match play campaigns in Austin, Texas later today. Lowry faces Harold Varner III in his opening group game. Power, who is bidding to lock up a spot at the Masters, is up against Sung Jae Im in his first match. And in boxing, Jack Marley will look to claim Ireland's third gold medal of the European Under-22 Championships today. Marley, who's fighting out of the Monkstown Club, will take on Italy's Roberto Lizzi in the heavyweight final in Croatia. They're expected into the ring at around 6:15. And that's your sport, Michaela. We'll be back with more as usual tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisín. And we're turning to some news. A South Donegal deputy believes a more coordinated approach from government is needed in facilitating Ukrainian refugees arriving into Ireland. Deputy Marian Harkin believes a designated minister needs to be put in place to oversee Ireland's response at local, regional and national level. Speaking in the Dáil, Deputy Harkin says there's an urgent need for more coordination from government.
The response of the Irish people in offering assistance and shelter has been so positive and heartwarming. But we urgently need immediate coordination at local, at county, at regional and national level. Yes, I know reception centres have been set up and good work is being done. But the Taoiseach himself said we are in a war situation. And being on a war footing requires a war-type response.
Brian Donegal was showcased at the annual Boston St. Patrick's Day breakfast last Sunday. With a long-standing relationship and historical ties between Boston and Donegal, the trip led the way for a cultural and economic mission of Donegal County Council delegates and businesses. Another focus of the visit was to highlight what Donegal offers in terms of US investment opportunities. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jack Murray, says connections between Donegal and Boston remain strong and collaborative.
It was a fantastic opportunity, and I do think it was extremely productive, and I would hope that we'll see the benefits being reaped from that. We were afforded access to political leaders that I think would rival that of national governments that will visit America, the likes of the Mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, Governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, various state senators, various city councillors. But I think most importantly, we took out a number of Donegal businesses and promoted them at the huge Boston breakfast, which had a Donegal theme to it. That was over 600 political and business leaders from across the Irish American community in Boston, and I hope that they will see the opportunities and the benefits of investing in County Donegal.
And indeed, there already is a good investment from the US in Donegal, but as well, it shows what Donegal has to offer in terms of further enhancing this.
Absolutely. We got to show what our Indigenous companies are doing, and we hope that will help them expand and create further jobs. But we're also able to tell them about our unique location, where it's a perfect place to live and work. It's spectacularly beautiful, but we also, in most areas of the county, have access to extremely good broadband. We've a low cost of living, and I would expect that they should see the benefits of that, and I would really, really hope now that we can secure further investment into County Donegal.
And finally, there are fears that an ancient boat discovered at Lifford Bridge may be lost forever if it's not preserved sooner rather than later. It's believed that the 16-foot-long logboat dates back to the Iron Age and was found by a member of the Lifford Strabane Anglers Association. Over 20 similar vessels have been found along the River Foyle over the years. Marine archaeologist Niall Gregory spoke of the find on today's 9 till noon show. He says the process of trying to obtain funding can take some time.
These are archaeological items, so they are non-renewable resources, so they have to be treated with due diligence. But like anything, it's the state services and it's the state finances that really come into play, and it's a justification in terms of what the priorities are over a limited pot. Now, these both in recent conversations with the Historic Environment Division of the Department for Communities, they're taking actions in hand in terms of being able to retain these boats, be able to take a appropriate sort of curatorship of them. But these are slow decisions to make because everything is a cost, and there's a very limited pot for the public finances, and historic items are no less so.
Weather now staying mostly dry for the rest of the day with good sunny spells and just a few isolated showers. Lowest temperatures tonight of 5 to 7 degrees in light winds. And the closing headlines this evening, the High Court in Belfast has quashed a decision by the Public Prosecution Service to drop the case against Soldier F. He's accused of two murders on Bloody Sunday in Derry in 1972, Winnie McKinney and James Ray. An alternative care pathway is to be introduced at Letterkenny University Hospital this year in a bid to address current issues resulting in ambulances becoming backed up at the hospital. The CEO of the Seattle University Healthcare Group has confirmed that Pathfinder would be rolled out, which aims to assess vulnerable older people who request an ambulance in their home as opposed to transporting them to the emergency department. There are calls for post offices to be allowed check and validate applications for new passports. South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry has proposed post offices be given some responsibility to help alleviate the huge backlog in passport applications, while at the same time supporting the post office network. And works are due to commence in the long-awaited Letterkenny Cathedral one-way project on Monday. The project will see the introduction of traffic calming measures and a new one-way system via Cathedral Road, Convent Road and Century Hill Road. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The opportunity notices for this Wednesday evening, the 23rd of March. The death has taken place of Joe Porter, Glebe, Linsford, Buncrana. Joe's remains are reposing at his late residence. Family and close friends only, please, with family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral from there at 10:15 on Friday morning to Star of the Sea Church, Desertegny, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with burial in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Michael Kenna, 10, Sand Hill, Portnabla, Dunfanaghy, formerly of Malahide, Dublin. Michael's remains will repose at his home in Sandhill tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Irish Kidney Association, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Alexander Alex Johnson, 59, Bond Street, Waterside, and formerly of Kindrum, Fannad, County Donegal. Funeral from his late home in Bond Street on Friday morning at 10:30 for a service of thanksgiving for his life in All Saints Church, Cluny, at 11, followed by burial in Ballyowen Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Ward 26 at McGavin Hospital, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, funeral director. The death has taken place of Gabrielle Doherty, 9A St. Columba's Avenue, Buncrana. Removal from McLaughlin's funeral home, Buncrana, at 5:30 this evening, going to her late residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 9:20 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Oratory, with burial in Cockhill Cemetery. The death has occurred of John Dunleavy, 7 Knocknamona Terrace, Letterkenny, and formerly of Ardglass, Port Salon. John's remains are reposing at his late residence. House private, please. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to St. Eunan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed online on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Emergency Department or ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. And the death has occurred of Rosha Quinn, Glen Villa, New Mills, Letterkenny. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass will be celebrated in St. Columbus Church, Dunswiri, at 12 noon on Friday, with interment afterwards in Kilfeek Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on reformdiocese.ie/Dunswiri. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Pieta House, care of Con MacDade Funeral Director, or any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.